Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
/Ascredit. What made you realize there was something off about your friend so? He started attending my college at 26, which isn't strange at all, but he insisted on living in the dorms for 3 years. It's not like we're a college town with expensive / far away / shitty off-campus housing. He just liked the ego boost of being around kids 8 plus years younger than him. My friend was 19 when they started dating. Another thing was that he was a full-time stand-up comedian with his own YouTube channel. He mostly did open mic events at bars, but couldn't stand watching other people on stage perform if it wasn't him. He would sit and seethe when my friend told him she didn't want to leave when watching other people perform. The creepiest moment was undoubtedly when my friend asked me if my boyfriend ever watched bestiality porn. Taken aback, I said fuck no, and told her that'd be a major deal breaker for me if he did. She said OBF told me that every guy watches it. Thankfully they broke up last week and I couldn't be more proud or happy for her. A bit of background. This was a good friend of ours and previous roommate. At this point he'd moved out about a year and a half prior and we'd only had internet contact with him since. It was a meetup of old friends when we went to visit home. This was the first time we, wife and I, met his newest girlfriend after his previous long-term relationship ended. She wasn't so bad, kind of giggling and goofy for him, since he's a bit more serious, but fine, they seemed happy. We were out for dinner and her and my wife go off to the bathroom. I thought this was odd, since my wife is kind of a tomboy and doesn't do the whole girls go to the bathroom to do their macup and gossip thing. But I find out later friends so invited her to ask her a few questions about our friend. Well, after about 20 minutes went by, I realized they weren't back yet. We were both tipsy and engaged in conversation and time got away. This was a small gathering of a few couples, and one of HT's other girls goes to check on them. Come to find out, friend so basically had my wife cornered in the bathroom, crying in her face, and demanding to know why our friend had a secret crush on my wife, and why he wouldn't admit it to her. After getting the recap from my wife, she said she had no clue if the girl was going to attack her or molest her, since a few times she was apparently completely against her to the wall. Apparently it was a mixture of my wife wanting to calm her down, and also a little afraid, since she was half this girl's size and legitimately couldn't get past her, that caused the long drawn out issue. Luckily the person going to check on them snapped the girl out of it and defused the situation. Very bizarre, we've seen her one time since, not exactly on purpose, and she acts like the whole thing didn't happen. She apparently has no history of mental illness, but I have no clue beyond that. Long story. Best friend was adopted as a kid. Adoptive parents killed in a car accident when he was 11. He was in the back seat. He survived. Became even better mates. Same schools and college. He decided he was gonna marry this girl. I was happy for him, but I had never met her as I lived out of the country at the time. So wedding is in 6 months. I fly down to see family and end up going with my the girlfriend and some friends and we all meet up at a local restaurant. Meet his fiance. She seems nice and welcoming. She flirts subtly with me. Nothing major but talks about my appearance quite a bit. In front of her fiance. I think nothing much of it. Later in the evening I go to the bathroom. I end up walking to a cubicle, and as I enter she jumps in front of me and closes the door with me inside. I ask her what she's doing. Her response is anything I want. I immediately push her out. Sit down and in shock, have no idea what I'm supposed to do. I go back to the table. I'm quiet. I realize that I should tell or say something to him. I pull him outside and tell him what happened. He is too in shock. ruins the whole evening, and next day I flew back to my hometown with my girlfriend to see my family. We don't speak for months until the wedding. I'm his best man. Whole family was off to me. Bride hated me. We don't speak anymore, but I know what happened, and friends support my decision to tell him. He claims she says it was all a misunderstanding due to being drunk. I know what I saw. I know what happened. I know what she was trying to do. I feel bad, because I have probably lost a friend, but my conscience is clear. Good luck, Philip. Oh boy. He showed abusive and manipulating behavior from day one. But it was fine, because she loved him, and she could change him. A year later he had cheated at least once, and was constantly threatening to kill himself if she left him. It was fine though, because really he loved her, but didn't know how to express it. Year 2 and he controlled her Facebook and phone, and he decided who she could and couldn't talk to. It was romantic though, because he just really cared about her. Year 3 and he cheated at least 4 times, and he'd also pretended to kill himself and break up with her multiple times each, after one of which she tried to kill herself. We had a whole intervention thing while she was in the hospital, and she agreed to leave him. 2 weeks later they were back together. He spent $800 on my birthday gift. How could he not love me? Oh yeah, and I can't talk to you anymore, squeaker pop, because he says I shouldn't. She's still with him. The first time we met her was at a bar. My BF and I arrived early, so we found a Scrabble board on the game shelf and started playing. When my friend and his so got there, literally before even introducing herself, the so looked at our Scrabble board and said, "Wow, that's a lot of small words. Are you guys stupid?" My BF and I were so stunned that we kinda just ignored the comment. Was she joking? Anyway, she, unsurprisingly, turned out to be a psychotic ultra bitch. She sounds like a fucking casual too. Any real Scrabble player knows it's not about the length of the word, it's all about getting key across and down with that Q on a triple letter. Me and my cousin grew up together like brothers. I immediately knew his new girlfriend didn't like me from the looks she would give me, or how blunt she was when I tried to engage her in conversation. A few months down the line and I try and arrange a meal with my cousin, asked him to bring his girlfriend along, so we can break the ice. Everything was arranged. I showed up at the restaurant and they didn't. I was stood up. They are now married and have 2 kids. I wasn't invited to his stag night or his wedding. I was, and still am, gutted. I met my wife and invited him to my stag do. He was all paid up, and I couldn't wait to see him again. It was the thing I was looking forward to the most. He didn't show. Again, gutted. He and his wife showed up to my wedding and acted as if there was no problem. It was quite strange, but I didn't care, as it was great to just spend some time with the man I had considered my brother. We kind of kept in contact via text, but never met up, even though I tried to arrange it a few times. Then my son was born. I was desperate for them to meet each other, and bent over backwards to meet up. I agreed to meet at a play area, so his daughters could tag along and go play, and he got to meet my son, who is named after his brother who passed away. I sat there for an hour before he messaged me to say he wasn't coming. As a final attempt to salvage some kind of relationship, I invited his family to my son's christening. I got a message an hour after it had finished to say he wasn't going to make it, as his wife had arranged to do something. That was 4 years ago, and I haven't heard, seen or spoke to him since. Still makes me sad, but as long as he is happy, then that is all that matters. Edit, just to expand a little, I have tried to contact him many times, via text, phone, Facebook message, but I haven't had a response. I don't believe he is happy, but I don't know enough about his relationship to pass comment. He has cut me off and there is nothing I can do to change that. I just hope that one day we do get a chance to sit and talk it through, just so he knows I don't hold anything against him or her. If he wants me to be part of his life, then great. If he doesn't, then at least he knows I still love him. This is actually really heartbreaking. I feel for you, man. You deserve better, but I'm glad it seems you're trying to keep a positive view of it. When he started trying to pick fights with me in order to separate me from my cousin, We were in our mid-teens. He looked 17 or 18. Very clean cut, and geeky in a boy band sort of way, you know, the sensitive one with the glasses. He was well-mannered, respectful to our moms, but he seemed predatory to me. I didn't have the best people around me growing up, so I learned to recognize potential threats early, and this guy set off all my danger bells. Just small things, like watching too closely, to see how people reacted to him, and the way his smile never reached his eyes. I wasn't rude, but I didn't fawn over him either. Once he realized that I wasn't charmed by him, he started avoiding me, telling her he didn't feel comfortable around me, and she'd have to see him alone. He tried bullying me anytime he saw me, while still bragging to me that he was her protector and her white knight. Found out a few months later that he was actually in his mid-20s and had a record for stalking and assaulting underage girls. Too bad we didn't know this before he gave her herpes. When he installed some kind of app on my best friend's computer so that he could control the mouse with his phone. I think this was 2 months after I met him, 6 months into their relationship. I thought that was real fucky, but haha, it's only a joke. Why do you think it's weird, Gan 1 Lin 2? About a year later, he asked her to sign into Facebook to backquote, see if Facebook was working for her. Later that day she came over worried and asked me if he cold saved her password, even if she told Chrome to not save it. We kind of bounced ideas around that. No, I don't think so. I mean, unless he put a keylogger on his computer, but that would be messed up. And sure enough, that's exactly what he did. Notable favorite, after breaking up, he also tried to pose as me on Kick, so he could talk to her. He used a username that was like Gan11 in 2, so it was easily mistaken. The whole relationship was a fucky mess. When my husband and I were helping them move, and he would only speak to or answer my husband, I had an idea of how to move some stuff up the stairs and the guy just blew me off. So I told my husband to casually mention the same damn idea and poof. It was an awesome idea, so we had to try it right then and there. This always put her down, and she would just take it. In the end he broke up with her because he felt she wasn't thin/pretty enough for him. Then would get mad at her for trying to move on, and tried to sabotage every relationship she tried to have. I ended up ending the friendship because I couldn't stand listening to her complain about how he was treating her, and she would keep going back. You can't help someone who doesn't want to be helped. She was super friendly, but I'd catch her looking at me out of the corner of my eye with not a nasty expression exactly, but not a friendly one either. Sort of wary. I'm also a girl. She'd also casually say odd little details when talking about her life that made it seem like she had a pretty skewed idea of relationships and gender roles. She went to an all-girls boarding school, and even though she was 24, she was the first of all of her friends to ever have a boyfriend, like saying it's ridiculous to expect a woman to change a light bulb on her own, haha. Or making out that some things were a big deal in relationships when they're really not. As if she'd got all her knowledge from rom-coms. Just really tiny things that wouldn't be significant on their own, but added all together it really set me on edge. She ended up going full on psycho and not letting him see any of his friends or do any of the things he enjoyed for 2 whole years because she was basically jealous of every single other woman in the world, even his male friends' girlfriends. It took his brother to come round and have good long chat for him to realize she was a control freak who was ruining his life. It was a timely escape too, since she was starting to talk about babies. That's actually kind of sad. Sounds like she grew up super sheltered, so the only romantic advice she ever got was from movies and television. Not surprising she had a fucked up view of relationships and what is normal. I had a roommate like this after college. She was 20 to over 23, but grew up in a super conservative Christian household. Like, we don't celebrate Christmas because this day should be spent in prayer and apology for what we did to the Lord's precious baby son. Crazy Christian conservative. Only child, split with her family in college, but never learned about relationships or sex or gender roles in a healthy way at home. Everything she knew about mainstream relationships / gender culture came out of Cosmo, The Bachelor, and the like. It was simultaneously fascinating, horrifying, and deeply sad. It took me a while to even understand what was happening. I'm a woman, and had never met women who seriously thought like that. She did slowly start to grow out of it with time, but she's getting married to her college ex-boyfriend from her Cosmo days, and I worry. She's super sweet, if naive. He's a conservative man-child who is a gender traditionalist where it benefits him. That is, woman needs to make her man dinner every night, etc, but not where it requires work or effort from him. That is, being the breadwinner, acting as the umbrella that protects the family and/or offers spiritual leadership. He doesn't want her to talk to her friends when they are having relationship issues, etc. I worry. When my best friend and his so started in an LDR, I didn't think much of it. But when she would repeatedly make fun of my him to her friends on Twitter, I brought it up. She repeatedly cheated on him and acted like they weren't serious at all. Told my friend again because he was head over heels. They finally broke up because of a fight over something unrelated to the things I brought up to my friend. Then they got back together, and my friend used the stuff I told him to make a stipulation that if she wants anything to do with him, she has to be serious. For whatever reason, she stick with it. She started pulling him away from me gradually. Quick flashback, when his ex gave birth to his two sons, I dropped everything, was late to work because of one of them, and spent as much time as I could with them. When I had my daughter, I invited my best friend not once, not twice, but three times to meet her. He couldn't be bothered to come to the hospital. Not because of work, but because he needed to be on the phone with his girlfriend. I burned that bridge so quickly. Now they are engaged with a kid of their own. He moved to Florida for her, and is an alcoholic now. Good riddance to both of them. Sounds like he burned that bridge. I met them as an already married couple and everything seemed fine, until she went into labor at my house. It was her second child, so she knew it was early labor, and decided to rest on our couch, while we hung out. We were going to watch her older child, when she went to the hospital anyway, and our house is 30 minutes closer to the hospital, so it made sense for the three of them to hang around our house until go time. That's when my husband and I started noticing her husband's strange behavior. He was a very charming guy and a very good father to his son, but he started making fun of his wife during contractions. He would roll his eyes and tell her to shut up if she even made the slightest groan. He joked that she was a pussy and was overreacting. The whole situation got so awkward that my husband insisted he go home to get their hospital bags, just to give the poor woman a break from her crappy husband. A few months after the birth of her second child, he hit his wife with his car, while she physically tried to block him from leaving during an argument. He disappeared for days, and didn't come home, until she proved to him that she hadn't gone to the hospital, or contacted the police. Thus began systematic abuse that continued for 2 more years, and she hid from me like an expert. He would hurt her and then threaten to withhold money for groceries if she said anything to anyone. I knew he was a dick, and I knew she often needed me to pick her up to get food from food pantries because he was bad with money, but I had no idea he was hurting her. She finally left him after he threw her through a window while she was 8 months pregnant with their third child. He had a full-on, toddler-level temper tantrum twice at a group game night. Once because during a trivia question he couldn't remember the planets in the solar system. Then, in the same night, he got pissy playing Uno, threw his cards down and stormed out. We all kind of looked at each other, and at our friend. That was when we knew he was off. My friends and I were all in our mid-20s, and he was over 30, so it was definitely not acceptable behavior. A couple weeks later was my friend's birthday, so we all went out for the night, and ended up at our neighborhood bar. He threw another temper tantrum, I think it was over scoring 4 darts or something equally ridiculous, stormed out and peeled away in his car, leaving us with no ride home. This was pre-Uber/Lyft and none of us wanted to spend the money on a taxi, so we sobered up on the 2-mile walk back to my friend's house. Thankfully, she broke up with him not long after. She is now with a wonderful guy, who not only knows the planets of the solar system, but also treats her a lot better. He tried to fill me up at her birthday party. I tried to tell her, but she took his side. We are no longer friends. Same. My childhood best friend introduced me to her BF. They hug. He makes the "I wanna lick your pussy" sign, the finger V with the tongue waving through it, over her shoulder. I told her about it, and she got mad at me. They ended up breaking up, because he was cheating. When will these people learn? WTF. I tried the argument, "I have nothing to gain by telling you this." He, however, does have something to gain by lying to you. Didn't matter. This was even after she had caught him cheating, when they first started dating, and had caught him in creepy situations like having her call him by the same nicknames an ex gave him, giving her the same clothes he had given to an ex to wear. She found pictures of the ex in the same hoodie he asked her to wear for him. My best friend's ex-boyfriend walked like he was trying to intimidate people. And every time he asked someone a question about someone's opinion, "Hey, what do you think of that statue? Do you like sauerkraut?" he'd respond to their answer with, "I had a feeling you were going to say that." It seems harmless, but it was every single time, and if you called him out on it, you couldn't possibly have known I was allergic to X. He lashed out in anger. Every time she tried to break up with him, he cornered her and wouldn't let her leave the room until she relented, and even their couple's therapist thought she should leave him for her own safety after 2 or 3 sessions. He would wait for her shift to end just sitting in his car in the parking lot, and if she didn't come out fast enough, he'd storm into the building in a fury, but if she came out on time, he'd just leave. He wasn't there to pick her up, just to monitor her, which he also did through a GPS tracker he put in her car. She now has a restraining order, and has moved twice. He broke into her apartment with a gun, while she was deep asleep, and just snuggled up behind her with the gun between them, as if it was his dick, and that was how she woke up. There are other things, but this is getting long. Edit, because people are not curious about other things he did. Help me move, but only to find out where I lived. After their breakup, he came to my door several times looking for her, and when she was generally not here, he settled for monitoring my house. Extreme fitness nut who was obsessed with telling people whether or not he could bench them, hint, usually not. Lots of gaslighting, don't remember the details. Insisted on changing her cat's name, which didn't stick. Wouldn't let her not watch TV with him, even though there are 100 things she'd rather do than watch TV at any given time, up to and including a pap smear. This inspired multiple fights. Charmed her parents so successfully, that they insisted she go to couples therapy, to work out their differences, which were, "I don't want to be constantly monitored. Also, your general controlling behavior is creepy vs you have nothing to hide, if you're doing nothing wrong." Ultimately, their breakup was supervised by the couple's counselor, who had building security waiting in the lobby and her hand on a panic button, who knew she'd have that. Stormed into her work when she quit, post-breakup, because he decided they fired her, and his plan was apparently to threaten them to get her job back. Took her to court to argue against the restraining order. Judge looked at friend's documentation, and how she was leaning away from him even on opposite sides of the room. And he was making kissy faces at her, and granted the order. Made very public posts on some weightlifting social media thing about what a crazy ex-girlfriend he had, and linked her profile in his own profile. Was best friends with a dude, "I'm a lady." Had been for a few years, never any chemistry or anything like that, at least on my end. He gets out of a long-term relationship, starts dating around. He'd often introduce me to these ladies as sort of a barometer of whether or not he thought they were a good match. One weekend he invited a girl out with our group. She's super standoffish. Won't smile. Clearly isn't having a good time. I try to talk to her, get to know her, try to tell her about my friend and how great he is. She acts like I'm not there. Might as well have been the wallpaper. A month later I'm on a date and we run into them. Remember, I'm also on a date with a man. As they are leaving, they come over to say hello. She seems equally unhappy to be alive. I introduce my dude, the three of us chat for a minute, while she stands there. I jokingly tug at his shirt in a you old dog kind of way. She storms out of the restaurant. Both dudes are confused. Was not a flirty touch of any kind, more like a bro touch. Anyway, next day at work, I work with this guy. He comes up to me and says, "Hey, you can't do stuff like that. She's really damaged. Has jealousy issues. Doesn't trust men." I apologize profusely, because I didn't realize I had done anything wrong. Even asked my date, and he was baffled as well. This friend had an emergency key to my house, in case I ever got locked out. He returned it a week later, citing something about what, if you call at 2 a.m. But isn't that the point? Isn't that what best friends do? Help each other in times of need? Flash forward a few months in. He refuses to speak to me. Again, we work together. Won't look me in the eye. He slowly gives up other relationships, male and female. After dating the girl for 6 months, they get engaged. Now married. No idea how it's going, or if he's happy. I ended up moving, and haven't spoken to him since. Makes me really sad to see people give up who they are for a relationship. He constantly made fake social media accounts to try and get her to cheat on him. What are people trying to achieve when they do this? Edit, never thought I'd get to say this, but obligatory RIP inbox. I have no idea. I guess they're so paranoid they need to see whether their so is going to cheat on them or not. My best friend never took the bait until she found out and broke up with him. My BF found some weird software on her PC and worked out someone installed a keylog, so she faked a chat with some guy, and when her boyfriend at the time turned up with the printouts, she dumped his ass. I used to be like this. Therapist called it an abandonment complex, chalked it down to crippling insecurity caused by past events, particularly related to my mother just disappearing when I was young. But then I came to closure when I realized that my mother was just a person, free to make her own choices, even if they weren't the right ones. When I realized that people have the freedom to do whatever the fuck they want, I learned that you can't really trust anyone until you respect that fact, if that makes any sense. At the end of the day, you'll always be there for yourself. People who do things to hurt you typically don't do it to hurt you. They neglect your feelings and behave selfishly, but you basically have nothing to do with why they do them. There's nothing you can do, so just be. Edit, my first gold, wow. Thank you all for sharing your stories and such. I was not expecting this when I came home. I'm kinda teary now, so this is probably a pretty lame thing to say, but I'm very glad that you all like my comment, and I really hope it helps. Thank you so much for watching the entire video. I would be so grateful if you could like this video and subscribe to the channel. New videos every day.